Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, I want to talk to you today about lip service hypocrisy. Yeah, let's go there. You know, it is 2021, January, and I was out street preaching yesterday on Inauguration Day when Joe Biden was inaugurated and sworn in as the new president of the United States. And I want to talk about the lip service hypocrisy of this world and men like that. Yeah, so let's talk about that. So I happen to notice that when they do this, when they do these type of things, they have a ceremony where they get out a Bible. And in Joe Biden's case, he had this Bible that was like 10 inches thick, one of these big, huge Bibles. And they asked them to swear on the Bible as they put their hand on there. Now, let me read a scripture verse to you before we go back to that. Psalm 12:2. They speak vanity, everyone his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with the double heart do they speak. Yeah, I'm talking about politics. Politicians with a double heart, might as well be a double mind, flattering with lips. So let's go back to Joe Biden. They get this giant Bible. He puts his hand on it and he swears an oath to the country while his hand is on the Bible, somehow giving the impression to everyone around him that because he puts his hand on the holy word of God, that he's going to be truthful, that he's going to live up to it, that he's going to honor God fully. I don't know who would believe that, because Jesus said you'll know a tree by its fruit. Look at the fruit of Joe Biden. He is a rabid, pro-choice, murderous man who believes in ripping unborn babies from mothers' wombs. He is a rabid, pro-sodomite, lesbian, transgender person, among many other things, socialist-leaning. But yet he's going to lay his hand on a giant Bible and pretend to convince people that he cares about truth, he cares about oaths, he cares about God's holiness and righteousness. Joe Biden's a Roman Catholic. He even goes against the Roman Catholic faith in many things, even though that's a pagan faith. They do stand up for life, and they have been standing up against sodomy and lesbianism, although the Pope seems to be bending on that as well. Back to my point, lip service hypocrisy. This is what we see politicians doing today all over with this giant Bible. I got a picture of it on the article here. Let me read you Jesus' words, Matthew 15:8. These people draw near unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. That's what we're talking about here. We are talking about people who will say and do things to deceive people. They lie, and they say that they're going to keep an oath, and they even do it on top of the holy word of God, when they know in their minds and their hearts and their intentions and their actions, they have no intention of honoring God's word whatsoever. It's lip service Christianity, and we see it all over America. We see it in modern pastors. We see it in people in the pews. We see it in people in the streets. They give you a thumbs up, say they love Jesus, but they drive by and they could care less about you or the gospel. They're out vacationing and having a good old fleshly time, but they care not about the lost neighbor around them. That's what we're talking about here. So we see lip service hypocrisy all over, whether it's in man-made religion or whether it's in corrupt politics or whether it's out in the world, and it will not stand before a holy God. You can deceive me with your lip service. You can deceive the masses and the voters, and you can deceive people in the pews, and you can deceive the people in the world. You are not going to deceive God on Judgment Day with your lip service, false Christianity, and your giant Bibles swearing oaths that mean nothing. Psalm 31:18. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Yeah, there you go. That would be all politicians that stand against the things of God. They stand against what's good, pure, and true, and what's holy. And they lie. They say that they're holding up some type of oath. They're putting their hand on some type of a Bible. Lip service Christianity. Are you guilty of that? You tell God you love him as you keep pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. You tell God he's number one as you are friends with the world in sports, politics, entertainment, movies. Do you go to church on Sunday and, oh, God's everything between 10 and noon, and then after that, well, you kind of live your own life doing your own thing, and you're not as good a Christian as you should be, and you sin a lot. This is all forms of lip service Christianity. Joe Biden's guilty of it, but you know what? His guilt is shown before all the world on that stage in front of the Capitol with his hand on that huge Bible. Your hypocrisy, my hypocrisy, not so much exposed, but do we have it? God sees it. And if you claim to be his by the gospel, Joe Biden is not exhibiting the fruit of a born-again man. He's a Roman Catholic, unbiblical, wicked man. How about you? Are you exhibiting the fruit, following after Jesus Christ and all that you are, keeping his word according to the gospel of new life and repentance in his shed blood and resurrection, enduring in holiness to the end? Is that you? Are you full of lip service hypocrisy? Hey, this has been Brother Jim. We're going out to street preach, calling the world to repentance. I hope that message edifies you. Don't be a lip service person. God knows. Repent. Obey the gospel today. It is your only hope of eternal life to come, walking in spirit and truth, following Jesus Christ. He will judge all lies, hypocrisy, and sin. If you don't believe that, go read Revelation chapter 22. Hey, till next time, we love you all. May God be praised.